Looking now at chart number three, we'll examine here four different perspectives or knowledge situations about Job's condition. So in the top left box, we have a summary from Job chapter 3 where he self-characterizes his life, Job, as being purposeless. That is, it was pointless. He might as well have been dead at birth or died thereafter, because there was no point to his life given his perspective on his current condition. In the two boxes below, we have first God's perspective on Job's life in chapter 1 verse 8 and also in chapter 2 verse 3, and namely that Job was blameless, upright, one who fears God and shuns evil. So God has a lot of good to say about Job. That's God's perspective, which of course matters. And the bottom box on the left in Job chapter 1 verse 9 and again in Job chapter 2 verse 4, we have Satan's perspective on Job, proclaimed by Satan before God outside of space-time, that basically Job is just manipulating God, using God as an instrumental good, and that God would be cursed by Job if Job lost his stuff and later lost his health. And in the right big box, we have now from chapter 4, Eliphaz's perspective on Job. And basically, the situation is that since Job is now without prosperity and in fact deeply suffering, it has to do with the fact that he, Job, is not innocent. Something that Job has done that has been sinful, that has warranted the judgment he is now experiencing. So there are four different ways of looking at Job, and only one of them is right.